Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with Max's second place finalist in the August Challenge, Shannon Love. Shannon, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Steve. It's great to be here.
Mate, I'm really excited to chat with you about your experiences with the August Challenge. Now, Shannon, you know, just a few days ago, you found out that not only were you in the top 10, but you made it into our top three, taking out second place in the August Challenge. How has the past couple of days been like for you?
Oh, it was such a surprise. I was super stoked and sort of keeping up with the live announcement and whatnot. It was really exciting. I was actually with my family at the time, and they've been a big advocate for me during this sort of challenge and really supportive and obviously wanting me to do my best. So, sort of being able to celebrate it with them was really cool and a really cool experience as well. In the last couple of days, it's been pretty sweet. I've still been, now that we're out of lockdown in Melbourne, I've been able to go to get a few lifts in and get to the gym and stuff like that, and it's just keeping up with that sort of fitness level that I really worked hard on during that competition, and but also having a little bit of downtime and spending a few days having a bit of a rest as well, because I was getting quite sore and stuff by the end there. So it was a super cool experience, and the last few days has been awesome.
Mate, that sounds awesome. Look, Shannon, I must admit, you were one of my favorite transformations that we had in the August Challenge. Tell me again, how much weight did you lose over that 6-week period?
Yeah, so I lost 12.4 kilos in the end. And the numbers like shocked me a little bit as well. 12.4 kilos all up, which is great.
That's huge. That's, you know, just over 2 kilos a week. That should be something you should be very, very proud of, you know. Tell me about the live event that we have. And that live event is live streamed to our Facebook support group, and where we announce our top 10 and our other finalists. What was the event like at your house? You know, were you jumping up and celebrating? Was your whole family there? What was that event like?
Yeah, it was really cool. I guess we're all watching it as a bit of a group, and just it was really exciting. Obviously, seeing the amazing transformations in both the Max's and Maxine competition, and it was really cool to sort of just witness everybody's reward that they gained within the 6 weeks, and it was super cool. But yeah, my family were getting quite nervous when sort of the top 10 was being announced, and and then me popping up in there, and we were just really happy and just a bit of celebration, and then the top three, and then when my name popped up when as number two, and everyone was just over the moon and just super happy. And I was stoked, and I'm really stoked for first place. I think it was Dean, and he looks like amazing. His transformation was unreal as well. But to be second amongst the group of men was really exciting, and it was super cool. And I loved watching the live announcement of it.
Yeah, talking about that live event, you know, it's in alphabetical order, and I think you were like at the very end, having S as for Shannon. So that would have been, you know, anticipating that would have been a big build up, I can imagine.
Yeah, it was 100%.
Now, Shannon, I know a little bit about you, having read your profile and such, but there might be people listening to this that might not know who you are. So would you like to give us a little bit of an introduction about yourself, maybe where you're from, what you do for work, and who is Shannon?
Yeah, so my story is a little bit different to a lot of others. I was born in New Zealand originally, but I've lived here for a long time, where I've traveled all around the country. I sort of lived in Perth for a while in WA, and then worked my way back over to New South Wales. And then I grew up in a small town on the mid-north coast called Foster Tuncurry, great little community there. And I moved away, went to university. So I was up living towards sort of the Gold Coast, Byron Bay area. So I was living up there for a fair while. And I became a high school teacher. So I'm still a high school teacher to this day. It's something that I love, and it's something that I'll forever do. It's super rewarding, and I love working with adolescents and young teenagers, and sort of helping them through the teenage years and transitioning them into great young people. But from there, I was working in a small town called Casino, great little community. It's only about 10,000 people that live there, and It was super rewarding, but I just needed a little bit of a change. So I just sort of packed the house up and my dog, and we moved down to Melbourne. I'd been down here for 1 weekend before I moved, just to suss it out, but I just needed something a little bit different. I've been here now a couple of years. Some say I probably got the timing a little bit wrong due to COVID, but that's okay. But I've lived in Melbourne now for a couple of years, and I'm a high school teacher here. So that's just a little bit about me.
I love it. Now, talking about high school, what kind of subjects are you teaching?
Well, at the moment, I work in a year 9 program that focuses on enhancing literacy aspects. So it's called Learning for Life, and we sort of integrate a program that combines English, humanities, science, and health into this really great program that we have the students for 13 periods a week. It's got a huge literacy drive, and just sort of trying to improve all the year 9 students' ability to read and write. So it's really cool and super rewarding to be a part of that. And then I've got a bit of phys health as well, phys ed, sorry, and health as well on top of that. So yeah, it's a good little program.
Yeah, that sounds so noble. I love that. I love the idea of, working with teenagers, especially like that year 9 phase, like young guys and young girls, they're what, 14, 15, 16 mark. And, so influential. And, imagine the role model that you are now with your transformation and how many people you're inspiring to, get off the couch, get off the TV and get off the computer and go out and get fit and healthy. I love that idea.
Yeah, it's super rewarding, and it's something that I definitely love doing.
Yeah. Now, Shannon, let's talk about the August challenge. Now, was this the first challenge you did with us?
Yeah, it is. Yep, first challenge.
So tell me a little story about why you chose to join us in the August challenge.
So I know you guys at Max's pretty well, just through supplementation and your promotions and your marketing and stuff like that. So I've always sort of kept an eye on the Max's challenge, and I've always wanted to sort of put myself in a situation to experience that sort of challenge situation. A couple of my close friends, they've all stepped on stage before and they've sort of done physique and bodybuilding competitions. So it's always something that I've been interested in, but I've never sort of had the dedication or the accountability to go through with something like that. So I was just thinking a little bit during lockdown, and I was sort of falling into some unhealthy habits, as maybe a lot of us do. And I just needed something to just boost my motivation again. So I just, noticed your competition there. I noticed that it was over a 6-week period, and I just thought, why not? Given we're in lockdown and don't have much on, it gave me something to really focus on. Obviously, being in lockdown, you have that mental toll, and I mean, it's pretty restrictive of what we were able to do. So it really gave me something to just look at and something to focus on and something to learn about and read about. And it was super cool. And I'm really, really happy that I done it.
Awesome. Well, in the future, do you have any plans of maybe stepping on stage yourself?
That's a great question. I think so. After sort of seeing what my body can do over a 6-week period, I think maybe next year I'm going to look at jumping on stage, which will be, super exciting. I still don't know what federation or anything yet, but I'm going to start doing some research, and with the goal of maybe trying to step on next year.
That's awesome. Likely in like a bodybuilding space, yeah?
Yeah, I probably will. Yeah, definitely.
Not in like fitness or anything like that?
Yeah, I thought about the fitness. I don't know. I guess it depends how big I can get my leg. So,
No, awesome. Well, hopefully you have some guidance from your buddies who have done physique and bodybuilding competitions in the past. And hopefully, you can utilize some of the tools that we have in the challenge to help you to get there. And then also the things that you've learned along the way, right? Now, Shannon, you've spoken a little bit about some challenges that you've faced already, such as, lockdown and COVID and being in Melbourne and such. But from here, it's every challenger has their own unique challenges that they face while doing the challenge. Can you speak about some of the challenges that you had to overcome to get this amazing result that you did?
Yeah, I guess the main one that comes to mind is the discipline with the calorie counting. So I've done a lot of reading, just different forums and books, and just trying to gauge a really good understanding of calorie in, calorie out sort of thing. And obviously listening to you and your nutrition advice that you give for the program and stuff is super informative, and I learn a lot from it. But that first couple of weeks, I guess, from going from excessive amounts of calories and just living a lifestyle of those unhealthy habits and stuff like that, and then just really tightening those calories and making sure you're hitting macros, but not overdoing it kind of thing. I guess that was pretty challenging the first couple of weeks. My body, I felt like adapted pretty well by that third or fourth week, but the first couple, it was a bit of a battle. I guess another challenge is just continuously staying motivated to move and move your body. For me, I set small goals every day, and I had them actually put on a whiteboard in my house. So they were there, and I could see them every day on the goals. And one of them was sort of the 10,000 steps and consuming X amount of calories or whatever. So it was pretty challenging. I mean, at the end of the day, maybe 7 o'clock, and you're only on 8,500 steps. I kept myself accountable, and I'd make sure I sort of walk around the block or whatever, so I hit those 10,000. And that was pretty challenging at some stages where, like, the motivation to exercise was low, but I still persisted and went and got it done. So yeah, there were a couple of challenging things that I found throughout the whole experience.
Yeah. Well, look, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, your role as an educator, a teacher, and, you know, you said that you've done some phys ed training and you maybe teach science and health and such. So, you know, you've probably got a good understanding of, you know, some physiology that happens in the body and some good understanding of, you know, PE and health and how the body works and things. And, you know, you've spoken about this idea of learning already, where you've kind of had that steep learning curve when you started the challenge, and you listened to some of our educational content and you jumped on other forums and, you know, really divulged into this space of body composition. So my question is about learning. Like, can you speak about maybe some things that you might have learned over the past 6 weeks that you may not have completely understood or knew prior to the 6 week challenge? Like, can you speak about some things that you've picked up over the past 6 weeks?
Yeah, so I guess protein intake to build muscle mass. For me, I wasn't as disciplined with it, and I'd always consume protein. I knew protein was important for muscle growth and muscle repair and stuff like that. But it's looking at the actual figures of the macros you need to gain the biggest benefit of sort of growing muscle or dropping weight or whatnot. So sort of the 0.6 of a gram per pound of body weight is something I stuck to really well in terms of my protein intake, and then also sort of calories in, calories out. And it sort of it makes sense, but it's sort of sticking to that. So making sure that I was training enough where I was potentially burning 2,500 to 3,000 calories a day, but making sure that my calorie intake was well less than that to be able to drop that body fat. I really tried hard not to lose muscle as much as I could. And obviously there's going to be a little bit of muscle mass that drops, but that was super cool. Just diving deep into the actual macro count and getting a really good understanding of the roles that each of the macros play. And then just trying to get that balance right, so you're able to sort of drop that body fat, but as well as hold that muscle mass and stuff. Yeah, it was a bit of a trial and error and a bit of an experiment, which is really cool.
Yeah, and I think that's what we really refer to about, you know, the idea of the process. You know, it is a little bit of, like you said, trial and error, what works for me. And that could be a certain combination of foods that you enjoy, you can repeat over time and you can have full control over those foods. Maybe it is like an exercise routine that you can repeat and be consistent to. Or maybe it's things like, you know, the goals that you set and put up on the whiteboard, which I think is really cool, because then you see it every single day and you're actually going to do it, right? So I think, you know, the real key with the challenge is that kind of, you know, education and learning, right? And once you kind of understand the moving parts, you know, it's almost empowering being like, well, yeah, like, okay, I understand it is just this kind of equation of energy in, energy out. I don't want to expend too much energy because then I get too tired, and I don't want to, you know, not expend enough energy because then I won't lose weight. And it's like a little bit of this balance. And once you find out the moving parts, it just kind of works and you make it work for you, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's spot on there. So yeah, it was super cool.
Yeah. Now, look, Shannon, I want to talk a little bit about change now. So if you were to jump into your little time machine and go back maybe 6 weeks or so from now, can you explain a little bit about how your life has changed? And maybe it's like really small things, or maybe it's like, you know, your habits and your routines, or maybe it's kind of like your outlook on life. Like, can you speak about change?
Yes, I guess a big thing is my diet and what I consume. I've got this love now for creating these really cool recipes, looking at the macro count and measuring all my food and tracking it through my fitness pal. And I've sort of in that habit, and I sort of can't shake it. So every day, like, I'm measuring out my breakfast and I'm still measuring out my lunches and stuff like that, because it was really cool to see how my body adapted to this discipline. And then it's something that I want to do probably like long term. And yeah, it's super fun, and that's definitely going to change for me there. I guess just persisting now and just gaining all those physical activity, sort of, what is the word? So just trying to persist and stay with the amount of physical activity I have been doing. So I guess in Melbourne, I haven't had any access to a gym, and I had 2 10-kilo dumbbells and a resistance band for the whole competition. So it was a really fun and unique way to move my body as well, and learn about how tempo and timing and stuff like that with body weight exercises is super beneficial. So I think I'm definitely going to, now that the gyms are open, I'm definitely going to hold that body weight type exercise as well in my gym routine. So yeah, that was really rewarding, and that was really cool, and that's something that I'll change now for the next, for however long. But yeah, there's just, yeah, the healthy habits, I think, is going to be the big thing that I consistently do, because yeah, I really did love it and I really did enjoy it. So yeah.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about training at home now. And you know, you said that you had 2 10-kilo dumbbells and a resistance band. Was that really all we had?
That's it. Yeah, that's it. I live in a little apartment, so I can't get anything else in here. So that's literally all I had. There's a chin-out bar that's about a kilometer run, sort of, not too, it's about a kilometer run from where I live. So quite often I'd run there and I would use the chin-out bar with my push-ups and then run home. But yeah, I literally had the 2 10-kilo dumbbells and the resistance band. And yeah, just adapted everything based around body weight. For me and dropping the weight, I really focused on running. So a lot of my programming was based around running, and I was a pretty 100 kilos, and running at 100 kilos is not all that easy when you're going at long distances. So I really focused on building my cardiovascular endurance, starting off with small goals of hitting those sort of 2Ks, 2.5, 3Ks, and then progressing up to sort of 5 to 10. I didn't go anything over 10 because of just the DOMS, and my muscles just becoming quite sore. But every day I really focused on that sort of 2 to 3 kilometers, whether it was at lunchtime, before work or after work. And I actually had a skipping rope, and I learned how to skip watching YouTube videos on jump roping. And I used to do a lot of jump roping in the past, and I sort of fell out of love of it. No, I just guess didn't really turn to it that much. But yeah, if I needed to burn a quick sort of 300 400 calorie session or cardio session, I focused on jump roping, and I would go down into my basement in my apartment building, and I would jump rope down there for a good sort of half an hour or whatnot, and then yeah, come back up. So yeah, it was just, yeah, it was really different programming, really different exercising. But yeah, that's literally all the equipment I had.
I love that story. I love how you made it work for the, you know, resources that you had available to you, from the chin-up bar a kilometer away, the jump rope in the basement, and you know, really building up your cardiovascular fitness. You know, talking about running, are you going to continue trying to run, or maybe build up into something like a half marathon or something?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to focus on sort of looking at that 5K. Now that community sport is open, I play like touch rugby, and I play rugby in the winter and stuff like that. So I'm probably just focus on sort of the 5 10 Ks at the moment, but a half marathon or even a full marathon is definitely a goal that I want to achieve at some stage. Maybe not in the next sort of year or two, but I definitely think I'll be able to. I want to do one, and a triathlon. I used to be a swimmer as well, so a triathlon could be something that I'm really interested in as well.
Yeah. Have you always been like a sporty person growing up?
Yeah. I was always involved in community sport, and I really enjoyed sport at school, and I always put myself in opportunities to participate and play. And still doing that now in Melbourne. So I always love sport, and it's cool. It's good fun.
No, I love it, Shannon. Now, finally here, I just want to speak about advice. So if someone came up to you, which I'm sure they have, and they were about to start their fitness journey, maybe they wanted to lose a little bit of weight, get a little bit stronger, be a little bit fitter, or they were about to start the challenge themselves, what advice would you give that person?
Some advice I'll give would be, number one is discipline, and just taking accountability. So it's at the end of the day, you're doing this, and some people will find it harder than others, but just being disciplined and taking accountability is probably the number one piece of advice. You've got 6 weeks, a 6 weeks challenge. Just work hard, stay at it, be disciplined that whole 6 weeks, and you're going to just reap the rewards. It's amazing. And that's something that I really focused on, was being disciplined the whole 6 weeks and not making a mistake and not consuming calories when I sort of didn't need to or didn't need to snack and stuff like that. And I guess that's how I got really good results. Another piece of advice is the 10,000 steps. And it's so important. And it's something that was, for me, it was like at times it's challenging, but if you get that 10,000 steps and have that goal every day, then you're gonna see benefits from that as well, just your ability to move your body. And another piece of advice, and something that I didn't so much focus on before the challenge, but was yoga. And I fell in love with a bit of yoga, sort of 7:30 at night. And I was sort of doing it 3 times a week because my hips, I guess, were getting pretty tight. My hamstrings were pretty tight from the running. But I'd go through this flexibility and through this sort of yoga sessions. And I fell in love with that. And it was super cool. And just working on my ability and, again, focusing on moving my body, I would turn to a couple of nights a week doing some yoga as well. And it's definitely going to help with a bit of muscle soreness and trying to improve your flexibility and whatnot. So yeah, it's probably the 3 pieces of advice I'll give.
I like it. Well, talk to me about yoga. If someone wanted to start like their own yoga practice, how do they start? Did you follow something on like a YouTube or how did you begin?
So I actually Chromecast YouTube onto my television, and I would sit on the lounge room floor with my yoga mat, and I would literally copy what the instructors were doing on YouTube, and I would sort of pick a different one each time just to get a bit of a different experience, whether it was a flow yoga or whether it's yin or something that's a lot calmer and you're just sort of holding stretches. But yeah, it was just on YouTube, and just sort of you can find a lot of stuff on there. And yeah, I found a lot of really great YouTube clips that I sort of would sit down and follow to a T, and get that done, whether it's only sort of 25-30 minutes. Yeah, it was super cool.
No, very cool, very cool. But look, I like your advice, you know, all about discipline and accountability, because you know no one's going to do it for you. You kind of have to do it for yourself, right? Getting that 10,000 steps, you know, it's a nice round number. Aim for that 10,000 steps, but you know, we could all be moving more, especially with you know, the world we live in, where we're very prone to be sitting down. And I like the idea of just looking after your body, and that might mean that you do some little bit of stretching, maybe a little bit of yoga, but that mindfulness practice, it always goes a long way. Look, Shannon, let's wrap it up there, my friend. I want to thank you for donating some of your time to be part of the Challenge podcast, and I honestly want to say thank you for such an amazing result. You know, you've inspired so many of us in the Challenge community, but I'm sure you've inspired so many people within your own circles, which you should be very, very proud of. So big congratulations and a big thank you, Shannon.
Awesome, guys. Thank you for having me on, and thank you for the challenge. It's changed me for the better, and I'd 100% recommend it to everyone.